Hello and welcome to From Fear to Fire, secrets to overcome fear, embrace your gifts, and achieve success. This is the place where real people share real challenges and where you can find a common bond and uncommon wisdom through their journeys to help you move from fear to fire. I am Heather Hansen O'Neill. I am your host. And today's quote is by Rumi. When we practice loving kindness and compassion, we are the first ones to profit. Now, today, we have an amazing guest for you, as always, actually. Jill Lublin is an international speaker on the topics of publicity, networking, kindness, and referrals. She is the author of 4 best-selling books, including Get Noticed, Get Referrals by McGraw-Hill, and co-author of Guerrilla Publicity and Networking Magic. Her latest book, Prophet of Kindness, went number one in 4 categories. Jill is a master strategist on how to position your business for more profitability and more visibility in the marketplace. Welcome, Jill. How are you today?
I am doing great. Thank you. Good to be here.
Oh, it's lovely to have you. Now, listeners, you know where I'm going with this. After hearing Jill's bio, I got to jump in with my humanity and business focus. I've got to start with this amazing book, Prophet of Kindness. Tell me why. What made you decide to write this?
Well, you know, honestly, Heather, it was one of those God things, in my opinion, because the truth is, I have 3 business books. I'm like rocking and rolling in the area of publicity. And then all of a sudden, my 84-year-old friend at the time says to me something about me being very kind and how she wishes there was a new currency, the currency of kindness. And you know, when somebody says something to you and all of a sudden, ding, ding, ding. And I went to my publisher, they said, that's a great book idea. Next thing I know, they moved the book up, meaning for publishing purposes. And it came out in 9 months. It was one of those things that just moved really fast. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, I think we need some kindness in the world. And that's for sure. And we have, and we do, and we need it, as you know. So I feel very blessed to have written it. And now I put together fabulous kindness circles, and it's just been really a wonderful journey. A huge amount of media came out as I was putting the book out. So I was able to get on all kinds of stations like Fox News all over the United States and Inc. magazine and Forbes, and like just it just has legs. Let me just say, you know, when a project you're doing just all of a sudden bursts in a good way. And that's how this one happened. It really was, and continues to be, I might add, just with an ease. And I think part of that is because, as we know, kindness is really so needed. Yeah. And so now I'm into this, you know, my advice for everyone is practice a conscious act of kindness every single day. I love random acts, but I think conscious acts of kindness are even better.
Oh my goodness. I love that. And I love when we start off with a tip that people can take action on right away. That's fantastic, Jill. And you know what? Obviously, I'm in the middle of a contest right now, a Humanity Moments contest. So be on the lookout because I know you're going to have some great stories. So I'm going to send that to you. Now, great. Jill is a 25-year plus veteran of PR. So for anyone out there listening who doesn't know what PR is, can you fill them in on what it is and why they really need to know?
Yes. Well, the deal is if you're in business, guess what? You need to be known, you need to be seen, you need to get heard, and you will get paid because of being seen, heard, and known. And that's publicity. I mean, it's really as easy as that. But the truth is, you are all doing publicity, whether you realize it or not. You know, you're showing up in Zoom rooms, you're showing up at networking meetings, you're talking to clients and prospects. Guess what you're doing? publicity. So here's the thing. I want you to be focused on it and creating it and being featured in your local. I love local media, your newspapers, your radio, your TV. Get on podcasts like yours. Get into blogs. You know, write articles. I mean, that's publicity, and it can be very simple. And I'm kind of known for making publicity simple because I do believe that every one of you, whether you're a solopreneur, maybe you have an assistant, whatever it is, the truth is having publicity is going to make your journey a lot easier because number one, the trust factor is built in. People have heard of you somewhere. That's powerful.
It really is. And I can personally attest to the power of PR and the launches for my books and, you know, just in general for the business. So I love that. Super important, folks. I also understand, Jill, that you feel really strongly about the message. Mm-hmm. You know, so can you share about a little bit about like what it is and how our listeners might be able to create it?
Absolutely. Your message is what it is that you're out saying into the world. Like I talk about a conscious act of kindness every single day. That's a message. I talk about with publicity, being seen, being heard, being paid, being known. That's a message, right? Think of it like a sound bite, you know, a bite of sound. Like, what is it that you would want to say to people if you were given like 2 minutes, right? And by the way, in media, can I just tell you, you've got maybe 2 to 5 minutes. I mean, these in major media, it's fast. These are focused interviews. So most of the news you watch, if you notice, it comes to you in very quick segments because, well, we're kind of trained that way these days, right? To deliver news and what it is you need to say quickly. And that goes with your message. So one thing I feel wonderfully excited about is having you have a message that's authentic to you, that's resonant for you, that you can say anywhere, anytime, no matter how you feel, right? Because here's the thing, media happens sometimes very quickly. You need to be focused and ready. And anytime you're being interviewed, whether it's a longer segment or not, I want you to get your message out very, very quickly. And so I have a super simple formula that's about stating a problem and then giving three solutions. I like three solutions. And you don't say, I'm one of them. Of course you are. We want you to be one of them.
That's the assumption. But
exactly. We want people to go to you. And the way people are going to go to you is that they have that connection. They feel that you know what you're talking about. And so what I've discovered in working with literally hundreds of thousands of people is that when you get your message well down, and that formula that I just gave you helps you to do that, then what happens is, well, your confidence rises. So even for those of you who feel a little more introverted, a little more shy, good news, when you have your message, it's just so much easier. And that confidence is what attracts people. And that's the thing about publicity I just want to say is it really is an attraction factor strategy because people are drawn to you and then you get to give your gift back.
I love this. There's so much of what you just said, Jill, that I'm all over. So I'm like, okay, where do I begin? I'll begin by saying, listeners, what Jill is saying is incredibly important about brevity. We think it's so hard to go on and on about our message. No, no, no. It is way harder and more important to hone it down, to make sure that you have clarity in the most important points. And I love your formula. That's fantastic, Jill. That's wonderful. But I'm also sensing a pattern when I hear you talk about conscious kindness and focus on the message, laser like clarity. I am telling you, you have a great consistency in intentionality. Is that something that you're intentional about?
Well, I am a purposeful person, you know. I believe in living life purposely and on purpose, and I love what I do, and I do what I love, and I feel very grateful for all of that. I do think for publicity, yes, you need to be purposeful. And what does that mean? I mean, you need to go in a direction. Now, here's the truth. If that direction doesn't work, we just switch directions. It's okay. And I think that's a piece of it too, but at least have point A ready, you know, meaning I know what I'm saying, you know where you're headed, you have a general focus and a general direction. That's intentionality, yes. And, you know, I think it also draws media to you because the truth is they want someone who's good, who's going to hold a show, who's going to be interesting, right? And if you have your message down, what's super great is that you can just kind of come out swinging, right? And you have something to say that gets the conversation going. I mean, you're a host, you understand, you got to have an interesting guest where you can have a bit of a conversation back and forth. And my friends, if you're a great guest, I promise you, your host is going to be relieved. They're going to
Oh,
be
yeah,
happy.
100%. I mean, we want everybody to succeed. It's a win, 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 win. And I heard that you have a secret sauce, a formula for creating a great media script. I imagine that that's really important information. Is there something that you can share with us that maybe our listeners might be able to take away with them?
Yes, the secret sauce is, well, I actually revealed it before, but I'll underline
Okay.
it. And that is, okay, so I want you to fill this in. What's the problem out there? And you just say the problem out there is, like I would say 4 out of 5 businesses will go out of business unless, because you have no clue how to create publicity without spending a fortune, right? That's it. One statement. What's the problem out there? And so state that, think about that. Like, you know, if you're dealing in health, it's, you know, people's being ill. Or one of the women I work with, she's a health coach. And we found out that 67% of the world is actually obese now. Oh my gosh, right? That's the problem today. Media loves statistics. If you can find one related to what you do, that's a super thing. Speak in 5-year-old language, my friends. That's part of this secret sauce is 5-year-old language. And I find, Heather, that too many people speak like kind of over your head. And so keep your advice very simple. Like I'm taking 30 years of publicity experience, and if you notice, I'm delivering it to you in very simple, bite-sized chunks. That's a key. And then, my friends, give people 3 solutions. Tell them what to do. Keep it in the present. And don't include hire you as one of them. Like you might say, well, hire a financial coach or hire you know, et cetera, so that they understand to work with somebody. But really give people what I like to say, drip your golden nuggets, right? Give real value, real benefit always.
Good, good stuff, Jill. Thank you so much. I love when people can walk away and really be able to sink their teeth into something, and that is a great formula. So now, talk to me a little bit about what it means to be an expert and how that ties into PR.
Well, here's one thing I want to say. You're all experts. I'm just going to declare you an expert because you all are. The question is in what, right? So, of course, you do what you do and know what you know, specifically what you get paid for, whether you're a coach, consultant, speaker, author, healer, whatever it is, right? You get paid for something. That's what you're an expert in. And then turning that into that expertise into a simple what you're an expert in is important, right? And I think that's a key. And then I always want you, well, listening to the media, watching what's going on. Where can you use your expertise so that you can help others? Like, for instance, one of the women I work with, she's a firefighter. Well, right now, she's actually a business coach helping others put fires out in their business. Isn't that fun, right?
That
So
is
she's
fun.
Yes, and she's using what she did as a firefighter to do what she's doing now. And I'll tell you something, when the earthquakes happen in Syria and Turkey. Very sad, right? I called her up. I said, "You go, girl, because you are a first responder. And even though you aren't doing that right now, you certainly have all the knowledge and the expertise to help people know what to do in case of this kind of emergency." And that gave her a lot of media, which, guess what, drove people into her coaching business. Because, in any interview, you're always telling people how to get a hold of you. When you're featured on TV, they'll put it on the blue screen, they'll feature it on their website. So there's always ways for people to connect to you. And of course, Google is a beautiful thing, right? So you want to be known, seen, and heard as much as possible.
I really am liking where you're going with this because I have found that with some of my coaching clients, they don't even realize because their expertise comes so easily to them sometimes that they don't even see it as an expertise or that they don't realize that not everybody knows this stuff or not everybody does this stuff.
Right.
So I think it's important what you're talking about, Jill, is to get people to recognize those differentiators, those areas of expertise that will help them to stand out when it comes to PR and when it comes to business in general. And what you had mentioned just now leads me to want to talk about the ROI of publicity. So, sometimes it's a little bit hard to wrap our heads around it, but I think with your experience that you'll be able to help us with that.
Well, let me just say, when you do publicity, it's going to attract prospects and clients. And it's going to immediately, and sometimes, well, even with a little delay, but point is result in business, right? And so, for instance, one of my clients has a self-published book. She was featured on a podcast, not even a huge podcast, because everything matters and everything counts. Let me just tell you that. And she sold 42 books in 15 minutes. Now,
Wow, that's
sitting in
nice.
her home and doing nothing will not sell books, but
Right.
being on a podcast for 15 minutes sold 42 books. One of my clients, who's in my publicity boot camp lately, did one thing I told her to do. She got featured in a North Carolina women's magazine. Why? Because she's a woman. Now, she is a coach, a former HR woman who then turned into executive coaching, right? And a lot of people are doing transition now. So that one article netted her a $6,000 client, right? Isn't that awesome? One article, $6,000. One thing that's interesting, Mark Victor Hansen of Chicken Soup for the Soul fame, and I've been blessed to work with him on one of his books. And one of the things he told me, he said, "Jill, you're sitting around this table right now because I know how powerful publicity is." And he told me this great story about how when they first started Chicken Soup for the Soul, which nobody had heard about, nobody knew what it was, he said, "All we did was publicity, publicity, publicity," because we would wake up at, he said, 4 in the morning and do some show in Iowa. He said, "I didn't know where it was. I never heard of the city, but I said yes to everything." Because, he told me, he said, that's what built Chicken Soup for the Soul, its fame and its household name. And so, when you're looking at getting out there and return on investment, the truth is, if you do nothing, nothing happens. And so every step makes a difference. I have a financial advisor. He was featured in a blog. He got 12 prospects literally from that blog, 9 of whom became immediate clients. Now,
Amazing.
that's PR, right?
Yes.
So you want to do, you want to be consistent and persistent. Write those words down, because that's what's going to help you get publicity and then, of course, turn it into real clients. Real credibility. And credibility, like, PR is the gift that keeps on giving, because what it does is establishes your credibility. So, for instance, one of my clients, she's a consultant. She walked into a Minnesota, she lives in Minnesota, into a Minnesota company, and she was up against two other people. So three of them were being considered. And the guy says to her, "I want you to know, I Googled you and I see that you were in the Minneapolis Star Tribune, their daily paper." He says, "I want you to know you've got the job, because I figure if you can get publicity, you must be good." Oh,
Ooh.
You know, and I will tell you, she wasn't the most experienced and she wasn't the least expensive. So part of that is, and really most of it, and he stated it, was her publicity.
Wow, the credibility that it lends. And, you know, I'm just going to put this out there because I get a lot as well from things that are out there. But if I didn't ask, I wouldn't know. So I think it's important for people trying to assess the ROI of PR to make it a habit to ask, how did you hear about me? Because sometimes it'll come later, like you said, sometimes it's right away, like the 42 books in 15 minutes, which is amazing. But sometimes it takes a little bit, and maybe 6 months later, they'll contact you. And if you're not asking where it comes from, you might just think it's coming from, you know, the website or whatever, instead of a show that you were on or an article that you wrote. So I think that it happens a lot more often where people are getting a good, really good ROI on publicity.
Yeah. And remember that this is about building reputation, right? And that kind of trust factor. And the truth is, whether it comes right away or 6 months or a year from now, or, you know, listen, I have people 8 years later who become my clients. Why? Because they keep seeing name and focus. And let me just, you know, point out celebrities. Okay. And I'm not even concerned about any of you becoming a celebrity. I just want you to get some PR consistently. And that can be at all levels of PR. But so let's just look at celebrities. Let me just tell you, there's reasons, of course, why they work so hard and then spend 14 hours, by the way, in a hotel room with, you know, TV stations and radio and newspapers coming in and out. And they got to smile for 14 hours looking good. And believe me, they're tired. They want to go home, be with their families. Mm-hmm. But, you know, do you know that publicity is written into their contracts and how much they have to do? And of course, they love it because it helps them connect with their fans. But really look at, this is how celebrities stay in your brain consciousness and how they stay familiar and, you know, keep getting new jobs. Same thing. It's publicity.
It is. Oh, this is such good stuff, Jill. You know, with the show being called From Fear to Fire, I always have to take a moment to ask my experts, what about you? What in your life was a challenge or a fear that you overcame and a lesson that you got from it that you could share with our listeners?
Yeah, well, you know, I think like all of you, listen, I have my own fears. And part of that was I'm not good enough. So, you know, I know you look at me now, I got four books, right? And it's like, ooh, yes. Well, that took something and it took me getting over my fear. And part of that is a journey, right? It's always a journey. There's more revealed. And I think that we go in a way, step by step and consistently make adjustments, right? But I remember when my first book came out, Guerrilla Publicity, and I had a book signing at Barnes & Noble. And I remember going up to that Barnes and Noble and there was my poster, big, you know, announcing the book signing. And I remember feeling, you know, like, have you ever seen a chicken hatched, you know, little baby chicks, right? And they come out of that eggshell and they go beep, 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 beep. And then all of a sudden they come out. And I don't know if you've ever noticed, but they fall flat on their face first.
Now, I didn't really notice that, but they do.
They really do. So think about that. Here you're being born and yet they fall on their face and then they're so cute. And those little cute chickies that we all love and they're so darling, right? But that's how I felt with Guerrilla Publicity. I felt like a little chickie, you know, pecking out of my, in a way, shell. Because I was more shy. And, you know, I understand about being shy and I was scared. And guess what? I'm still scared at times. And it doesn't matter how experienced you are or how old you are or how young you are. The truth is, part of it is just to keep in the practice. And I think that's really what I learned. It's like, I mean, there was all that excitement, but I think for me, life is really around staying in practice, staying committed, staying, you know, kind of a no matter what conversation. So even if I'm afraid, you know, listen, I teach virtual boot camps to people that most I've never met. Sometimes it's a little scary. And before I go on, right, I have my rituals I do, and breathing work and meditation work and lighting candles and prayer and different things that I do that help keep me centered and focused.
Great stuff. And it's a great lead-in, because I know that my listeners will want to know how they can get a hold of you, how they can find out about your books, maybe your kindness circle. I know you've got a gift for us. So take a moment and share that with them, please.
Absolutely. So one of the things I've prepared for you is a wonderful, well, more guide to great publicity. And here's the super great thing. It's really a 2-for-1 because I've got a free publicity masterclass in there. Mm. So if you go to publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift, and I know Heather will put it in the show notes,
yeah, sure.
Check it out and come to the free publicity masterclass. I know you're going to like it, and it's live with me and interactive. So you get to get your questions answered too. And for those of you who'd love to, you know, have more kindness in your life, I do a monthly kindness circle. We come together on Zoom in a beautiful circle of wonderful, kind people, and we actually give to each other. So great networking opportunity, completely free, and come join us.
Oh, that's fantastic. Jill, this has been amazing. I love those resources. Yes, we will put all of them with links directly into the show notes. It's time. The time flies by, and it's been so much fun. But it's time for the final parting words of wisdom. You've already given us a lot. What is that one final thing that you want to make sure to leave people with?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to understand and to know that your message matters. Your message matters. Let's get it out there. It's your time.
Perfect. That's wonderful. Listeners, if you have loved this time with Jill, make sure to share this show out with your friends, anyone that you think could use a little bit of PR for their business. Send it on out to them, and please continue leaving us those reviews. We love those. Jill, you've been amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heather.